The Immunopedia team, thank you for interviewing me, and I would like to make this interview with sharing with Whiteboard so that I can write something about the questions that you sent me. So briefing about this Torre Godal prize that have been awarded, it's awarded by AHARI, Arman Hansen Research Institute, and it's named after Torre Godal, who was actually director of AHARI back in the 80s, and he's now working in Norway as a global health leader, and I think he's currently working in Global Alliance for Vaccine Initiative. So the prize is given for 19th times, and I've got this award for best health science research with my study, T-cell exhaustion and senescence in VLHIV co-infected patients. So award, it will be given for young researchers every year who's been selected from Ethiopia. And I think the Torre Godal arrange this award from his award that he got in Europe, and from that award money, he would like to share this award for young investigators from Ethiopia and trying to encourage us. So I think it's a big inspiration for early career researchers like myself. The selection process, as I have been told from the organizers, is by first taking different researchers. There will be a research award call, and everyone with a master's thesis and above research will be submitted, and then it will be vigorously evaluated by professors in the field, including from AHARI, Addis Ababa University, and other institutions in Ethiopia. So these experts will evaluate the research from its authenticity, its impact, and its applicability, and its novelty will be checked, and its way of write-up will be also considered. Then after the evaluation of these things, they selected three papers for this year, and they have been selecting in such a way for 18 times before. So my research interests will focus more on cancer immunology and also the current immunotherapy methods. And I'm particularly interested in this translational immunology and next generation techniques that's been currently used these days. I love immunology because it's a fascinating science, and its application can be applied to patients immediately. So the research will be used to change policies and also to change treatments and even to design new therapeutic targets and new way of treating patients. So these kind of things made me to love the science even more and to engage it in different ways. So I think if I wasn't an immunologist, I would be, I don't know, maybe a football player or a journalist, I'm not sure. And tips for young people who want to join this immunology, I would say it's an interesting subject, and if they choose it as a career, I think they're gonna love it, and they will have a career in research, academia, or clinical work. So I think it do have wide variety of career options. So I would encourage them to choose it as a career. Being an Immunopedia ambassador for me is spreading the words about immunology in different ways, like conference and workshops. And since I have been an Immunopedia ambassador, I've been contacting friends in different fields to join the Immunopedia team, and we are also working on to establish an immunological society in Ethiopia, and Immunopedia will be one of our collaborators. This is what we have been working on, and thank you again for interviewing me. Thanks again.